Instagram, marketing, it's all over the place. But Instagram has given us quite a few tools to help us expand our exposure, build your brand, and get in front of the people who are looking for your services. Are you familiar with Instagram hashtags? Well, these hashtags are not unique to just Instagram. A number of different platforms utilize hashtags. For instance, Facebook, Twitter, and many others. Hey everyone, this is Ron Wilkerson with Marketing Made Easy. And today we're going to take a look at the hashtag algorithm for Instagram and how it can benefit you to get more clients. Here are my five strategies for building a larger audience and attracting them to your content. Tip number one, develop a list of unique hashtags that are unique to your specific type of business or service. What I mean by that is you want your hashtag to reflect what a client would be searching for. You don't want it to be so general that it just applies to everyone. For instance, automotive or hospital or restaurant. You want it to be related to your city, your region, or wherever people will be searching. I think one of the most simple ways to look at this is think about how you would personally search for something. For instance, if you were looking for a hair salon, you wouldn't search for just hair salons. Even though Google is very good at helping you find things even when you don't know what you're searching for, how to search for them. But it doesn't always work the way we want it to when it comes to our marketing. So what you want to do, for instance, you're in Dallas, you want to say or search for Dallas hair salons or beauty salons in Dallas or something along that line. So that's how you want to start to develop your hashtags where they're unique to your region or to your city so that it'll make it more easy for people to find you and for the Instagram algorithm to present your content in front of those people. That's going to be a very important component to your strategy. So for instance, if you have a grocery store and you are vegan or your groceries cater to the keto industry, so you want to say your city, keto, groceries, or something like that. That's a little vague, but you kind of get the idea. So I would say that was the most important strategy to start with, is developing your own list of hashtags that you can place them in all of your content. Yes, content is going to be king. Getting your content seen is just as important, if not more so. Tip number two, Instagram gives us the ability to use 30 hashtags. I suggest that you use all 30 of those hashtags, especially when you're trying to build your brand, get your content out in front of potential clients or subscribers, whatever it is that you do. You want to gain the most from each one of those posts. The key to that, I believe, is once you start to develop your hashtags, and this is something separate from posting, what I recommend is that you sit down and you look at a number of different posts that you've seen on Instagram. And many times at the very top of the Instagram search, you will see suggested hashtags. If those hashtags are appropriate for your type of post, you may want to take note of those as well. Now, the thing to avoid are the hashtags that have huge numbers associated with them. So for instance, generally photography may have millions of posts connected to that. So what you want to focus on, like in my case, I would say Houston photography, or even to bring it to a more targeted area, it would be Houston photography and a specific type of photography, whether it would be headshots, boudoir, weddings, and things along that line. You want to sit down and put together a list of at least 30 hashtags that you can use throughout your campaigns and your postings. Tip number three, keep your ideal client in mind. And what I mean by that is, don't focus on trying to emulate exactly what you see other people in your industry doing. Or a big mistake that a lot of businesses make is that they post almost like they're trying to impress their competition. Your competition is not going to bring you clients. So you want to focus on what the individual would be searching for if they're looking for your type of services. So if it was pest control, you know, you want to focus on your area, or if you only work within a certain county, then you want to utilize that as a big portion of your hashtag algorithm. For instance, for us here in Houston, for those who are new to this podcast, let me make this clear, because I've had some questions about this. This podcast is on Marketing Made Easy, simple strategies to help you build your brand. First and foremost, I am a photographer, videographer. So if you hear me reference photography or videography, that's where the world I come from. And I started investing a lot of time into marketing strategies and building brands, not only to help expand my reach to my potential client base, but to help my clients market their services because they're coming to us for photography or videography for content. And the most important thing that I can see going forward to make them successful so that they become a repeat client is that you give them simple strategies they can follow to help grow their brand. And that way they're like, wow, that was amazing. So that was a really good idea. So now I'm going to go back because I need more content. If you were confused and you heard me mention a couple of times something about photography or videography, yes, I am a professional photographer in the Houston area, and I'm full-time. I do this literally every day. Well, right now, a lot of us being at home, we're not shooting a lot of projects. One of the things that I really wanted to do is use this platform to engage with individuals, especially small business owners, to help them build their brand, ensure that they will be successful when everything starts to open up, putting yourself out there so people can see you. And right now, when people are staying home and they're sitting around watching YouTube, scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, things like that, it's the perfect opportunity for you to get your content in front of them. Don't let anything stop you. Tip number four, create a hashtag that reflects your business, meaning your branded name. For instance, in my case, it would be hashtag Houston Professional Photography or hashtag one of the other domains that we control in that industry. And in your situation, it may be the name of your business. And you want to also include that as a part of the algorithm to help brand yourself. And then always at least utilize that one hashtag as much as you may vary the others. Try to always include at least one hashtag that reflects the name of your business. Okay, let's take a look at the Instagram app itself. So pull out your phone and open Instagram. And one of the first things you should see at the very bottom, depending on if you're on iOS or Android, you'll see the home, you'll see search. You'll also see the little add symbol for adding things. You'll see the hearts that will determine how many people like your post. And then to the far right, you see your account. Under search, if you click on search, you're going to start to see a number of different categories at the very top. You'll see IGTV, you'll see shop, decor. Yours may vary based on what you search for or what you watch when you're on Instagram, but most of these will be the same. Now, tip number five would be utilizing Instagram TV. Most people who are using Instagram today are not even aware that Instagram has a YouTube-like platform for posting videos. And you can post videos up to 10 minutes in length. I believe some of the larger accounts can post longer videos, but we're just going to stick with and focus on the 10-minute limit. If you're just producing 15-second or 1-minute clips as content, then you can post that right on your normal Instagram feed. But if you exceed that 1 minute, you can then post it on Instagram TV. And by posting on Instagram TV, you can utilize a very similar algorithm structure where you'll have a title as well as a description. And within a description, you would also add your hashtags, whatever the content is, things like that. That's another thing that you want to take a look at. Most people, when they first get on Instagram if you're on Instagram every day, the thing that you notice most is what's in your feed. You just automatically start scrolling through your feed and say, oh, wow, look what everyone's doing. Great. Most people don't pay attention to all of the smaller things around them, like at the very, very top of the screen, you'll see when people are posting things in their Instagram stories. And many times that'll pop up, and I think in the future it's going to be a lot like what you're seeing happening now on YouTube, where content providers are posting animated GIFs or they're posting just single images reference to an upcoming video or something like that. That's something we're going to start seeing very soon, I think, as a part of the platform for Instagram. We're going to see more and more of that emerge over time. So for right now, what I would recommend, and I see a lot of people, ignore this, but what I would recommend is using your content content in multiple ways. What I mean by that is you can post things directly to your feed that will appear on your normal page. Then some variations of that content, you can also post in Instagram stories. You can add hashtags. The app itself has a lot of little built-in features where you can go in and add animated objects or clip art and things like that to help make the content a little bit more appealing. Stay away from the things that look cheesy, you know, just kind of stick to the things that will benefit you. Like, for instance, if you just want to put your hashtag up there so people can start to identify your brand with your personal branded hashtag, you know, that's going to be important. So I think if going forward, if you start to utilize this as just one more tool, you know, in your shed, you know, one more item that you can use to help brand yourself, this is going to be a winning scenario. So here's my bonus tip. A lot of people are not aware of the fact that you can actually open your browser on your desktop or your laptop and actually go to Instagram and log in from there. And once you're on the Instagram website, you'll also find a number of other resources that may be available to you that you would not normally see in the app itself. But the app itself does have a lot of features that most people overlook. So for instance, if you're on your Instagram account on your phone and you click on your profile, at the very top of the screen to the far right are the little hamburger symbol where the little three lines. If you click on that, you can see other information that most people don't see. For instance, if you've archived something, the insights kind of give you an overview of how much people are looking at your content, who's looking at it. Below that would be activity. And another really cool feature that most people don't know exists within Instagram's application is name tag. So when you click on name tag, what it does is it creates a little photo with the name of your company or whatever your service is, and then you can post that other places and help people find you, because at the very top you'll see where it says share. Then you can share that to help people find your brand. And below that, things that you've liked. Most people are not shopping for the most part on Instagram. Instagram does have a system where you can set up sales through Instagram, or not through Instagram itself. It's more using Instagram as a portal to draw sales in. For instance, if you were selling fashions or some widget, you could brand yourself and then you can use a shopping cart like feature connected to Instagram so people can order or purchase that device or whatever it is that you're selling right from your Instagram feed. And another important thing is that to remember, Instagram is connected to Facebook. So you definitely want to have a branded Facebook page connected to your Instagram page or account, so that way when you post something on Instagram, you can also share that same content on Facebook, and you can share it most of the time on Twitter. And I think there's a few other applications that you can share to. So if you were sharing, say, to Facebook or something like that, then you can say, okay, well, I also want to share to Tumblr or Twitter or whichever it is. Tumblr is one that's kind of not many people follow that as much, but they are definitely following Facebook and they're definitely following Twitter. So the exact same hashtags that you're using to promote yourself on Instagram will also be mirrored and will be seen on Facebook as well as on Twitter. So that's a bonus. All right, guys, hopefully these tips have been helpful. If so, please subscribe. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and any place that you probably find podcasts, you'll find us. And we've been recently posting a number of these podcast links on LinkedIn, Facebook, and I even post them occasionally in my personal feeds, stories on Instagram. Hopefully these will be helpful. And if you follow some of these tips, and if you have tips to things that you're doing that you would want to share with the community, please feel free to leave that in the comments, because other people can benefit from it and we can all grow together. All right, guys, this is Rome Wilkerson with Marketing Made Easy. I want you guys to have a blessed day. Stay safe, wash your hands, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. Until then, peace. I'm out.